The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're now tuning in to Pass the Aux with DJ G-Side, where the music shapes us who we are. So volume up, headphones on, sit back and listen up, because DJ G-Side has the aux. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Pass the Aux. I'm your host, DJ G-Side, and we're back with another interview episode. And today I have a very special guest with me as I pass the mic to my friend Cameron. And the thing about us is that we met each other in the same classes that we have this year. And despite me being an upperclassman and him being a freshman, we completely clicked, you know, like talking about topics of music and et cetera, et cetera. But he listens to some of the heaviest metal out there, so be prepared. And today he is bringing that energy into the studio. So let's get right into it. Cameron, thanks for being here and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get into like the heavy stuff, I just wanted to get a read on where your head's at, you know? So what is your vibe right now? Like based on a song or a band that you're currently listening to?
Currently into this heavy metal band called Mire, M-I-R-E, which I listened to their new album and I really like it. So that's like the mood that I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. So Mire, if I remember correctly, is that like the Sturdium band that we were talking about the other day, or am I getting like a mixed up with a different person or a different brand, completely different?
It's another one. The Australian band that you're talking about, it's called Parkway Drive, which is another good band.
It seems like you've really like grown into like heavy metal, right? Like around that genre. Which is why I'm just curious, like, have you only listened to heavy metal? Because I just want to know from the outside looking in that there can actually be big difference between just regular metal and heavy metal, no?
Yeah, I have. Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah. Avenged Sevenfold. I heard of them.
Yeah, is a good one. But I don't like catch up like with them as I like am with Parkway Drive specifically, but I do like occasionally listen to their music, Avenged Sevenfold's music.
No, yeah, I get it. Like, to be honest, I just only recognize one track from them, but I just don't know what the track is called, though.
Hell to the King?
I mean, I think so. I mean, the title does ring a bell, I'll tell you that. And it's just gotta be one of those, I don't know, it's just gonna be one of those popular tracks, you know? Oh, and that makes me wonder, when you listen to, like, a band like that, do you usually, like, stick to their popular hits, or do you prefer going into deep dives of their albums, you know, from the past to their recent one?
I do like their popular, like old stuff. I did listen to like a little bit of their like newest album, and they did go on like a world tour. But I didn't listen to the whole thing because it was pretty long. But so far it's good.
Oh, okay. I mean, that makes total sense, you know? Like, sitting through a massive hour-long album can be, like, a really huge time commitment, you know? So, besides them and Mire, are there, like, any other bands in the metal genre where you're really into that's, like, specifically much in your main rotation?
No. And then there is another one, a death metal band called Lorna Shore. Which I've had you listen to them.
Oh yeah, Lorna Shore, no?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely remember you playing them for me. Yeah.
And they're a really kick-ass band.
And so, how did you even get into heavy metal in the first place? Like, and did you like kind of stumble onto it on your own, or?
I don't really know. I just like.
Oh, okay. That's cool, though. Like, you're basically just carving out your own lane and finding the exact sound that just, you know, interests you.
Yeah.
And since you found this music completely on your own, it makes me wonder like how you actually process it, you know? Because for me, I was raised by my dad on punk rock, but heavy metal is just like a totally different universe for me, you know? And, oh, and by the way, I know you actually play in a band back in school, no? Isn't that right?
I was in a high school band, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I bring it up is that I just never been in a band, you know? Like, I've heard stories from people like my cousin, who I'm super close with, was in like in a high school band, playing the piano and guitar. But since I never experienced it myself, I'm just curious, like, what was your actual role? And what instrument did you play?
Oh, I was a clarinetist. So I wasn't like in a rock band, but I was in like in a school band. So yeah.
Okay. So a school band clarinetist. So how much time did you actually have to spend practicing that though?
To be honest, and I tell very little people because this clarinet conversation doesn't really like happen very often. I at least like practiced like over like the 8 years that I played clarinet is like about like 12 to 13 times.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you were literally like taking it seriously then.
But the moment that I remember like constantly practicing when I was doing music auditions for college last year. I was lucky enough to be admitted into University of the Pacific's Music Conservatory. But I didn't get into Sonoma State University's music. I was gonna do Cal Poly. Oh, okay. But it was a little bit of a too far of a drive. So I opt to not do that one, but I'm really happy that I at least got one. Made it to one audition.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad. Like, getting into even one conservatory is like a really massive accomplishment. I mean, it's pretty huge still. But going through that process, like, was it super nerve-wracking to actually do this college auditions? Like, in this case, where you've done it in the first time and now the second time auditioning, you were in better control, no?
No, yeah. 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 Yeah, if I have to like compare to like high school band auditions, college auditions are more like well known and nerve-wracking because you're literally like that one audition can literally determine whether or not you get your like music major or not. So.
Oh wow. So basically your entire future depends on that performance that you do.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. I mean, it sounds intense in that situation. But to bring it back a bit, just like with heavy metal, was the clarinet something you found completely on your own? Or like, did anyone in your family influence you to like pick it up? Or was that all you?
I mean, not specifically clarinet, but my sisters did play instruments in when they were younger.
Gotcha. So your sisters played a bit, but other than that, were your parents or anyone else in your family ever actually playing in a band?
No.
Okay. Well, it's cool, you know, like that you took that initiative to pave your own way. And is the clarinet the only instrument you played, or did you actually like pick up anything else along the way?
And guitar.
Okay. I mean,
and guitar. I started picking up guitar during COVID.
Okay. I mean, everyone had to find ways to keep themselves entertained during COVID. I get it. And it's cool that you use that time actually to expand your music knowledge, which I can say the same thing since I've tried messing around with the guitar, the piano, with the assist of my talented cousin helping me out. But even though I still just haven't mastered it yet. But, you know, it's a fun process. And you learn, you practice, and you repeat, you know? But all right then, let's just officially shift gears since, you know, the name of the show is Pass the Ox. And this is the part of the podcast where I hand the floor over to my guests. So What do you recommend for the listeners out there to queue up and listen to?
It depends. It depends on the mood. So my mood, like personally, if I want a headbanger, it would be To the Hellfire by Lorna Shore.
Not gonna lie, like based on that title alone, that does sound interesting and cool.
And then if you want an album, it would be Pain Remains. There's three parts, Pain Remains, which is also another banger Lorna Shore album. For Mir, their newest album, Pale Reflection, which is a short album, 9 songs, but still packs a little bit of a powerful punch. Oh, Parkway Drive, Darker Still is also a good one. Which songs I would recommend on that album is their album single. Glitch is also another one. And Ground Zero are the three recommendations.
Nice. We'll make sure that listeners out there check those out. But mentioning the track like To the Hellfire actually leads perfectly into my next question, actually. Because when you talk about heavy metal, there's this massive stereotype attached to the genre. And you probably know it, but it's just a lot of people outside are just looking at it immediately and assume that metal or heavy metal is demonic or satanic. So I just want to hear your thoughts about that.
I highly disagree. Because there are studies out there that metal music, like emotions and metal music have a strong connection. And I absolutely agree with that. There are studies that people are more happy when they listen to metal music. And I highly, highly agree with that.
I completely agree, you know? Like, it actually reminds me of the whole panic back in the day kind of, like how Stranger Things, you know, like the series depicted it. There's this massive era where people in America were just terrified of metal music and even games like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it just feels like they just wanted to point fingers and accuse everything that they just didn't understand. And so I just really appreciate you sharing your whole perspective on that, because hearing about the actual emotional connection behind the music completely just changed the narrative, you know? I mean, growing up, I've always thought of bands like Metallica as rock bands, but over the years, I just realized that they're actually considered metal, though maybe not heavy metal. I mean, on the flip side, a lot of bands that you just mentioned fall strictly into that heavy metal genre, or even like death metal category. So from your perspective, like, what is the actual difference between metal and heavy metal? I mean, obviously they're both loud, but is there like any difference based on the decade they came out, or the specific style of playing, or just something else entirely?
Yeah, I mean, I think like some people would like the term like differ between metal and heavy metal is by the vocals, whether or not it's clean vocals or screaming. So yeah, because you could have like normal one pedal drum riffs and have screaming, and then vice versa. So
okay, so it's just really comes down to the vocal style then. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But speaking of like screaming, I have to ask, have you ever tried doing it yourself? Like just screaming along the track in your room, or like doing it karaoke style?
I have. I am really bad at it, but I have tried to scream.
But at least you give it a shot, you know? I feel like that takes a very specific kind of vocal and training so that you don't completely lose your voice, you know? So Cameron, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your journey from the conservatory to heavy metal, and even dropping some incredible tracks recommendations for people to listen.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And to everyone out there listening, I just wanted to say thank you as well. whether you've been listening to like the first episode of the podcast or you just happen to tune in today, I'm just incredibly grateful for you. And putting this podcast together has been such an amazing journey. Had my struggles, had my obstacles in the way, but along the way, I got to learn and adapt. And having all of you take the time out of your day to listen to these conversations just really means a lot to me. So thank you for joining me on this ride. And to end it off, this has been Past the Ox. Take care and keep listening to the music that shapes you. Peace.